Hey, mate.
Hey, Jess. How you on?
I'm okay. I'm a little bit...
You're tired?
No, I'm good. I'm up and about.
You're up and about. This is an exciting podcast. I am ready for this.
Why is that?
It's just something a bit different.
Yeah, right. Tonight. Interesting.
Be ready for
I wonder what you are alluding to, Ned.
Well, you have to wait and see, won't you?
Okay. Very good. Very cryptic as usual.
They're going to find out in 15 seconds anyway.
All right. We're in for it?
Yeah.
Let's do it, mate. Welcome back to the All Things Kings crossover episode with Queen's Tea Time in the house.
We got
Ned Carruthers, Jesse Finneman, and we have Eleanor Pine and Bella Bernardi in the building.
Oh my God.
How are we, girls?
Worlds are colliding tonight.
Worlds are colliding. The podcasts are joined.
We couldn't keep you quiet long enough.
Yeah.
We were pissing ourselves.
You were just beaming with excitement over that little intro.
Going crazy. No, this is the first time we've ever seen like the boys live in action. I feel like it's a different breed.
It's scary, actually. Because we're usually popping. The leaders of the pod, and we're telling people what to do, but tonight
it's different.
Yeah.
What are your early thoughts? How are we doing?
Brilliant.
You guys are calmer than us.
Iconic.
We're usually like really like hyper.
Well, I think there's pod beef starting actually since your last episode.
Oh no, there's pod beef. Yeah.
I actually don't know why we're on this. We should actually
delve into it. Why not?
Well,
I've got nowhere to be.
Eleanor had an interaction.
Yeah, I did with a king actually.
Yeah. So with one of your kind, and his name.
Of course.
Is dinner.
Dinner time.
Dinner time. And what did he say?
He said that we're the best podcasters.
He says that we are
like flat out. He was like, you're better than Jesse and Ned. Like,
so you've got photos clearly?
No, dead set you say.
That one went straight over the head, didn't it?
Did I ask him, am I better than Jesse?
And still laughing
at
my truck.
No, you're embarrassing us. No, don't do this to us, please. Don't embarrass us. Listen. He fully said, use names.
Use? Better. Don't say. You can't say use.
He used
Was he
names.
Trying to get a celebrity shot in beer pong?
Probably. He could probably got paid.
No, I was actually talking to him. We were having a personal conversation, just him and me. And in a very...
Yeah, right.
In a platonic way, obviously. But...
Okay. Yeah, okay, interesting.
Nah,
yeah, but he was like, so yeah, you're better than the boys.
What's your review on that? Like, where do you, like, you've obviously listened to ours because we know people listen.
There must be photos.
Yeah.
Okay, can you be like, can you speak?
Well, there's a girl.
Be more specific?
Was there a gun to his head?
No.
A gun?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, right, interesting.
Do you feel like we're on the same level?
What do you mean by that?
Of entertainment?
Or absolutely. Do you
feel like I think we have different ways of entertaining.
Definitely.
Though. Okay, like, and we have different audiences, kind of, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all one club though, hey?
It's all one culture. It's fun. Now, if you get into the games.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What are the games?
Well, we'll start with the D grade.
Oh, okay. Mighty D grade, shall we?
So we'll start with the D grade. They played Henley out at Daly Oval on the weekend. Is that correct?
Yes, they did.
I believe that's correct.
Yes,
they did. So... D grade went down 2 goals 6-18 to Henley's 8 goals 11-59, with the best being White, Edgington, McGrath, Hewitt, and Paddy Precup.
The Fray.
Best on.
The Fray's in there as usual, yeah. And Paddy Precup.
Yeah, massive.
The great man.
Vincent Zito coming back from injury, shoulder injury.
Vinny?
Massive.
Yeah.
Really?
Got a long time off the goal.
Oh, Vinny. We love Vinny.
And then Jonesy also got a goal. So they were the two goal kickers for the day.
Big man wheelies.
Very special.
You know how much we love D grade.
Sensational.
The Queens love D grade.
I know you do.
They're our favourite.
They are our favourite team.
They're iconic.
Yeah.
C grade back out at Haslam. 16 goals 6-102 to the Jets. 4 goals 4-28. Massive win.
That's huge.
Massive win.
I actually watched that.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really good.
There's a certain person I want to talk about, and we'll get to him in a moment.
I don't know who this is.
O'Halloran, Hammond, Elfenbein, and Sammy Nichols, best on.
Tell you what, that Elfenbein man can kick a footy.
He can play.
Yeah, he's a very good player.
He can play.
Only in that team because of work commitments, I think.
Yes, so he's the current first coach out at school footy.
Yeah, great to see that bond growing between the school and the club.
Well, he originally was... retired from football. He was a high-level player, Sandful player, and he retired from footy due to injury, I think groin injury.
Right.
And kind of pulled the plug, decided to do the coaching, and I think Tux has pulled him out, and he's got the bug. He's counting the number of games he's got left in the year. Yeah. He loves it.
He's a great man too.
So it's very good to see. Jake Ellis had one with Sam Nichols, James Brennan, Buster Bentley with two. Goodness. Will Watts with three.
Yeah.
So he's
Will Watts, that boy can play. He is an absolute gun.
Yeah.
First year player. And he's come out midway through the year and he's lighting it up.
He can play.
Yeah.
But the real story of the day.
Yes.
Will Slammo Hammond.
Slammo!
Did he six?
The king of the league.
He was copying it. We'll call him later, I think.
We will?
We're going to have to call him up and hear the stories himself.
What a guy.
But
I coached the year eights with him last night. It was the two of us.
How'd that go?
He gave me nothing. I had to lead with an iron fist because he was standing in the goal square doing absolute piss all, but that's okay.
He loves that.
He was a bit tired after his bag of six, so I can't blame him.
Rest the legs. Yeah. Okay, into the Queens.
The Queens had a day. We unfortunately lost.
We did.
We played against Pulteney.
The Queens had a day.
We had a day. 42-26 in the end. Look, at the beginning.
Our first quarter was phenomenal.
Amazing. We were hyped. Yeah. And then I don't really know what happened. But that's
kind of
okay.
Fell off the bandwagon, but didn't
it was
we?
Just a, it was just a day.
Maybe it's because I left. Do you think?
Okay, so also, can we keep this in mind? Eleanor is the most dedicated, least dedicated person I've ever met in my life to footy. To this stuff, she rocks up. She'll be there 15 minutes. To a game, she leaves halfway through because she's got to go to work.
You did not leave halfway through to go to work.
No, like, I kid you not. She goes, oh, no, I have to leave. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I've got to go to work. I'm like, Eleanor, what are you talking about? She goes, no, Bella, I need to earn some money. I'm like, Eleanor, you're playing for a team.
I'm like extremely poor. I have to have money.
She doesn't come to trainings because she's got a family roast.
If I'm going to buy drinks with Mackenzie, I have to have money.
No.
So, question, how late before the game did you advise people that you were not going to be playing
Well,
the full
obviously
game?
I messaged Sarah because she's my mum.
Sarah Hammond.
Yeah.
Johnny, I don't...
She doesn't communicate.
I don't communicate directly with Johnny because I am scared.
Go through mediators.
And I thought, I don't want to text him because I know the wrath.
There's already wrath.
You know? So I would just text Sarah. So I didn't actually text Johnny.
She just
sleeps. Yeah. I just let Sarah know and I prayed that she communicated to Johnny.
It's very common pattern with Eleanor. So
it's okay. We still push on.
We do. Okay. Best players. Fifth best. Amber Hopkins. Who's amazing. Her marking and kicking, exceptional.
Yeah.
Then we've got Maggie in fourth.
Maggie's a new player.
And she's a queen. She's a speedy little dynamite.
Doing really, really well with
Ellie Anderson, who was our only goal kicker, who is amazing too. She was third best. Lucy White was second, who's a new player as well, and she's been doing great. And then Lulu Tierney was best on.
Skipper's game.
Yeah. And she throws her body. Like, I don't think anyone
she's
has ever seen.
She's the most dramatic, like, footy
like,
player
you
I've
think
ever
every
seen.
Time she sits to the ground, nope, she's dead. Like, let's bring out, like, first aid right now. But no, she gets up in 20
She's got to be up there for the BNF, surely.
Oh, definitely. For sure. Definitely. Yeah. And so is Amber Hopkins. She's exceptional.
Yeah.
And like I said, Ellie Anderson was the only goal kicker of the day.
Perfect.
Wait, so you finished on, what, 26 points?
Yeah.
And so you had one goal kicker?
No, we didn't. We had four goal kickers, babe.
No way, it's just updated. Hold on.
There we go.
No, but why is it so...
No, that's...
Oh,
that's
hang on.
Pulteney. You're on Pulteney's page.
That's why we're on Pulteney's page. Okay, no, there was more goal kickers. No, this is full stage right now. It's just because we're in front of the boys. Okay, Lulu Colgrave, one goal.
Okay.
And who was also wild on Saturday night. And Hopkins, one goal. And Lucy White, one goal. Four goal kickers.
And so none of them were Ellie Anderson.
Oh, and Ellie.
I thought Ellie was the
one. Okay, right. Makes sense. Goodness me.
I said Ellie.
Wow.
I said Ellie.
So you touched on Saturday night. What did you get up to? How was it?
Well, I shared a pizza by myself up in the Carruthers, like the top part of the house. And I, at 1 o'clock in the morning, start hearing like five girls screaming at the top of their lungs, like Colgrave screams like someone's murdering her, and I don't know what was
Why
going
was she
on.
Screaming?
I could not tell you. They were trying to get into Ubers.
Oh,
Jesus.
Because the Carruthers yet again had another kick-ons.
No, No, kick-ons.
We got that one of them.
No, it wasn't a kick-ons.
Ned, you were on the deck.
It was a small, intimate gap.
You were on the deck. You love it, Ned.
I was pressured.
I walked in and I see Ned with one headphone on.
Yeah.
And I see him on
What's
the
he doing right now? Like, one headphone on, one off.
Having some beers, watching the footy.
It's his new personality.
Goodness me.
Okay, let's get on to the Bees results. Yes. Come on.
Bees, all right. So they had a tough game, going down 6 goals, 13-49 to 10 goals, 7-67 for the Jets. Best on was Bichetti, Bretta, Hugo Lee, Benno, and then Freddie McClure best on. Good with boy. Goal kickers being...
We know all about those four forearms from Fred, don't we?
We love those forearms.
Yeah.
Strong forearms.
Yeah.
Zoas, AC Lee, Alex Egar, and Tom Duffy all had one goal, with Freddie having two. Tell us about the game, Jess.
Goodness me, mate. It's a tough day at the office.
It was a tough day.
But, like, the quality from the first half to the second half was probably one of the biggest disparities I've seen in one game of football ever. Like that first quarter, we were so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you started off
but
bad.
In the second, yeah. I did see a little birds of prey from Jesse.
Well, we
what
went in.
What does that mean?
He was in the birds of prey position.
When birds Alex of prey.
Wait, you know,
what on
you
earth know that is position? That? Oh.
What is that called?
Okay, we'll get into that. We'll
I want to know the background to that, because I was kind of...
That was the third quarter. Yeah.
Taken aback when I saw that.
So, yeah, so we played quite poorly, just didn't execute what we talked about at all, the skills and, like, slowing down the game when we needed to and all that sort of stuff.
And going into the sheds, 10 points to 47 at half.
Yeah, so we're backs against the wall, and then the third quarter was, like, the best quarter of B-grade footy I think I've seen. Just blew them out of the water, just kept kicking snags, playing the way we wanted to. It didn't go, like, rapidly fast at all, but it was measured, it was meticulous... used our skills, hit the inside of the ground.
Yeah.
And we're converting when we went forward. So what happened was, for those that don't know, Alex Egar compares himself to Tex Walker a lot of the time.
Yes.
Oh, really?
So as listeners to his pod would know.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So a couple of weeks ago, he got listed at...
Sorry.
He got listed at full forward a couple of weeks ago in the rooms for the B grade for the first time ever. And he just goes, Tex Walker! Like that. And then the day after, he rocked up to the game in a Crows hoodie. And I was like, and you know, everyone walks up to the game in the green, like Kings paraphernalia, whatever. And he's there in a Crows hoodie. And I was like, why are you wearing that? He was like, Tex.
There's no way he did that.
Yeah, he did. And so anyway, he launches this snag from 55 straight in front. And then there's this Tex celebration where he puts his hands up and his fists out.
Yeah.
So I did that celebration to him, just to get him up.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
And God, he was up and about. And then, you know, what a night for Tex it was. He laid the foundations for 7 goals.
Absolutely.
Tex
was massive.
So, disappointing to not come away with it. In the last quarter, I'd say it was largely my fault, largely Fred's fault. Some not accurate kicking up front. I think we missed 5 set shots, 3 points, 2 out in the full. And then I... hit the chest of a Unley Jets forward.
Jesse,
oh no.
Jesse.
And he went back and converted the goal.
Oh.
So,
down,
you know.
Downhill from there. Well, we move.
It was just a day.
That's it. But, you know.
It was a day.
It was a day.
Okay. But, yeah, still, you know, top three. Finals looking good. Looking like we'll get that extra week. So, just got to keep doing it over the next 4 weeks and... we'll see them again in September.
B grade, just got to tick boxes.
That's it.
Come into finals. All right, A grade, probably don't want to talk about this game for very long. Kings going down 10 goals, 9-69 to the Jets, 20 goals, 12-132.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So completely outplayed on the day. Greeny, Jake van der Hoek, Darcy McCrosty, Archie Richardson and Ollie Duffy.
You jump
on.
Between... full names and nicknames a bit there.
Yeah, I do. I do love a jump between them.
Is it Vanderhoek?
Vanderhoek.
Vanderhoek.
Also known as Jake Berg. Jake Berg.
Vander.
Vander.
Tucker Evans.
We call him Van.
Yeah, we do.
Call him Berg.
Berg. Oh, is that what Berg is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Connecting the dots. We never know that. We know the nicknames and the name, but we never know.
And he loves Queen's Tea Time too. He'll be very upset about this.
We love you, Berg.
Sorry, Berg.
Let us know who you are.
Go on, Ned.
Tuck's getting one goal. Greeny with two. Oscar Svitala with three. And Ollie Wayno Duffy getting his paycheck for the week with four. So well done to those boys. Sadly, Oscar went down, I think, in the third quarter. Yeah. Possibly
fractured
with
fibula.
Yeah, fractured fibula. Oh, and then both the Thring brothers have had...
It's the fibula and then it's the tibia.
Sorry, fibula.
Fibula. Is it fibula? I think
fibia.
It's...
No, it's
yeah, yeah,
fibia.
No, I think that's right. Yeah, fibula, fibula. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then both the Thring brothers also went down, but especially, you know...
George.
Thoughts and prayers to George, who has done his ACL.
Yeah. And we forgot to mention as well.
And we, long time friend of the pod, Zilmi, has also done his ACL again.
For the third
grade.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
So that's very upsetting news. Make sure we get around those boys, send them a message, give them a hug, let them know you're there for them, because it's not a fun situation to go through at all.
Exactly. No. Okay, well, that's the games for the weekend.
Yeah.
What are we doing now?
Well, okay. Bella has a plan. I have a plan. So hopefully it goes well. I've just got some questions to kind of compare the pair. Do you know what I mean? We're going to compare kings and queens here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to know, and I think lots of queens would want to know actually, who are your favourite queens?
Favourite queens?
And they're right here. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, do we have to name?
No,
apart
no.
From
I think
one.
We should just exclude
one.
Present company from this conversation.
Okay. Yeah, you get one, the queen and wife.
One queen and wife.
And why?
Oh my god!
And why? God, Jesse, it's not out of me to ask.
I'm going first. I pick Lulu Tierney. Is my favorite queen.
Right. She's a common answer.
Obviously. Battles it out on the footy field, loves her footy, but also puts in 110% off the ground as well.
Yes,
it's always helping out
at
all
girl.
The events. And you know, we love to see that.
Love Lou.
Love club. Really, really strong club members. So.
Love club.
We love club. Love club.
So I'm taking Lulu.
Yeah, love it. Right. Jesse?
I feel like this is boring just because we're just capping off the leadership group, but I'm going Drapes.
Oh, huge Drapey.
I love Drapes. She's the best. I feel like she's the barometer for you guys at times. When she's up, everyone's up.
Yeah, true. She's an icon.
Yeah, just like so hard at it, loves it.
Yeah, she loves her footy. She loves
and
the club too.
And obviously a fantastic, lovely person as well.
Yeah. She is, yeah.
Great answers.
Yeah, really, really
So now this
answers.
Is when you ask me.
Yeah, but we've heard yours. It's Pat.
Oh, was it? I think it's changed this week.
I think it's changed. I've changed mine.
Who's your favourite king this week?
It's probably Nick Dinham. Because it's the only one that compliments the
Actually,
podcast.
I'm going to say Lemon, honestly.
Lem?
Yeah, Lem.
That's
Lem
huge.
On. And Lem you know on. Why? Because on the weekend he was wearing long sleeves and long socks and I was obsessed with it.
The long sleeve on men.
Bring it back.
It's underrated.
Bring it back.
Long sleeves,
didn't
long
see
socks.
No skin of
bring back King
visible.
Oh, I think when you bring like long... Like
long socks.
People
long
need
sleeves.
To get into that more.
Yeah,
it looks good.
I hate but the long socks.
Keep rocking.
You hate the long socks.
I used to be a rocker.
I think you just look like an idiot. Like
what?
No.
Yeah, like Jason Horn Francis. I think he looks like an absolute idiot with his socks up.
Lem, you look fabulous. Keep doing it.
And no, Jason, but obviously, Jason. Obviously,
just get those votes.
Yeah, exactly.
Umpire's votes.
That's probably why Lem did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
We obviously know there's a very big difference in kind of intensity. At trainings and things like that. With
don't know
the kings
about that.
Queens. Oh,
well,
I do.
Yeah, I do.
What about like pre-game stuff? Like, are you guys speaking about you two specifically? Are you? Do you have like a full-on routine? Like, do you take your footy the day before and the day of really seriously?
I don't.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, massive bowl of pasta the night before, lots of water, getting to bed by about 8 o'clock.
You would never touch alcohol the night before a game.
Yeah, no. Like 3 liters of water before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And then when I'm waking up, I'm just getting into the gym and just like doing some light work.
Have you heard this story?
Wait, no, you're actually not Ned, are you?
No, I'm totally okay, pissed.
Roger Rashid came and talked to us when we were in year 12 and he coached Leighton Hewitt when he was like world number one. And he said that, like, when he was training Leighton Hewitt, they would do, like, a two-hour weight session and then he would go out and train. And then when he was playing opponents that are ranked, like, 100 rankings less than him, he would gym before the game, do weights, go out there and play. So when he played Grand Slam games and like big opponents, he didn't do the weights before.
Yeah.
And he was able to be so much fitter in those like fifth sets because he was acclimatized to being fatigued when he was playing. So is that what you're trying to do, Ned?
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm taking that straight from Rog. Obviously, Rog is a massive...
well, he's one of the two men that have kicked 100 or more goals for the club in a season.
He's a massive member of our community, our POS FC community. So
that's it. You know, the other being AF, Alex Forster.
Of course.
So what's your pre-game, so Jesse?
I will try to... I try to not have many knockoff beers.
Yeah.
I try to limit it.
You try.
Last week it didn't go so well. but anyway,
yeah. Don't let Whitey know.
No, Whitey knows this. Oh. No, I didn't have many. I didn't have many.
All right. What about when you're like in the change rooms before? So, like, are you all really focused? Like, it's time?
On a serious note, When you know, you get into the change rooms, you know, music's going, everyone's locking in. Like,
I'm literally always so rushed in the hour before a game because, like, I need to stretch this, I need to get a rub on that, I need to strap this.
Exactly.
And then, and I wear my special socks that I've told you about.
Yes, you have told me about those.
What do they say?
So on my left foot, it says today is, and on the right sock, it says a good day. I have to wear them to every game.
That's like superstition. Really awesome. That's really cute.
They're for real.
But besides that, yeah, they are. Besides that, yeah, I guess it is a serious environment and you stop talking about anything but footy probably 45 to an hour before the game.
Exactly.
What is your pre-game
bell? We differ. We're very different.
Go through the night before, what do you do?
The night before, we're lucky if we haven't gone out.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
No, like...
That is sick.
No, we love that.
I'm usually deadly hungover on a Saturday.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah, we're filming them.
No, it's true,
though. Let's be real. No, actually, the night before... No, it's okay.
A couple of weeks ago, I was so hungover and I played amazingly. Like, so well.
Well, it all got two touches and one...
No, but she played amazingly.
Yeah. I did. That's when everyone started calling me Cinnamon.
No, but like...
Cinnamon?
What? Cinnamon.
What does that mean?
It's her like...
It's my alter ego.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is that?
It's like kind of crazy.
My brother's alter ego is Dave Cinnamon.
What?
Oh, that's true.
Gabe Cinnamon. Gabe Cinnaman. Dave Cinnamon.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Great story, that one.
Wow.
It's been told on this very podcast episodes ago.
No, but what else do we do? Eleanor decides that she's going to eat the lollies in the container an hour before the game starts.
Yeah.
So when people are looking for the lollies, like at quarter time,
they're gone. Yeah.
We genuinely...
usually do some dances.
TikToks are a common thing.
TikToks.
We have to do our coordinated TikToks. And Emma Chappell every single game doing TikToks.
Yeah, right. Like, just the dances.
Yeah, right. Everyone gets around it.
Yeah, they do.
Everyone loves it. Everyone's jumping up and down.
But I feel like we've got a very different kind of intensity.
So is there a certain TikTok that you need to do to really get yourself up for a game?
No.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Okay, good.
This one?
No one can see the movements you're doing.
I'm actually doing TikTok.
We're not being...
But yeah, we do this one TikTok and everyone loves it.
It's a different
That's like breed. The crowd pleaser.
So that is the
secret
no. Yeah, nice. One.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I've heard the song. I don't remember the dance.
Well, you should learn it because it's the crowd pleaser.
I should.
For the Queens.
I feel like the Kings and Queens actually need to do a TikTok account. I feel like
that would
actually
cool. Really
I feel like that would have great buy-in from the Kings, definitely. Don't you, Ned? I
love that.
Yep.
I got shut down.
No, I'm aboard. No, girls, I'm on board.
I'm all aboard. Who's going to make it, though? Who's going to make the content?
Queens.
The Queens.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm all and aboard.
Kings. We make Queens content.
You can make it.
All the time.
Sounds good to me.
I'm the content creator.
Great. What else do? We just do some dances, sing.
We're just together. Very different. We're very different. But
yeah. And then Johnny sits us down and he reads off.
Or he cries.
And he reads off the team that was in the change rooms before us.
their whiteboard.
And he's like, oh, these points are really valid, girls.
Yeah, no, so last week we were at Pulteney and their word on their whiteboard was trust. And I think he said trust about 40 times.
Yeah, <he's> right. We just gotta trust in each other. We're gonna trust
and so we get out of the field, we're like, trust. Let's just have trust. And it's like, he just reads out.
Like, oh, yeah, girls, look at like these ground balls. That's a really good point.
So, like, you imagine, like, their whoever Pulteney's men played against that morning
was
their opposition used the same rooms.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then that's what's on the board.
And that's exactly. What Johnny
yeah.
uses.
Yeah, 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 great. Yes. That's so funny.
By the week.
That is hilarious.
It is. And that's probably what his game review
every
is.
Every new location we go, there's a new whiteboard yeah. and new but messages. We love
it. What's been the rarest one he's gone on about?
Just trust 40 times? Or?
No, trust was bad. That was
trust
like,
was really funny because like, it wasn't even yet. Really about footy. It was just
didn't
like
have
trust.
Any context either. It just said trust. He just, Johnny, bless his soul, he cries a lot.
Like, does he ever cry pre-game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he cries when he like, play really well.
He cries at training.
He just cries. I just think he cries he's all the time.
He's emotional about it.
He's an emotional man.
That like, is so
have
rogue.
Have you seen him action crying? You would have seen him when you watched the Queens, Neddy.
Oh, I've seen it in the big games.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Like, what was the day out here? The game that
where
you
the
guys
watched?
Yeah, you won by like a kick or two.
Yeah.
Lulu kicked that goal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was Pulteney. Mm.
Yeah. And, oh, that, yeah. When he cried that game, I was almost crying that game. Were like, I got age? That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you love coming out and watching the Queens?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We love it.
Do you get into it because of the free booze if one of us
the sweeps.
Well, sweeps?
Absolutely not.
Sweeps are always great. Though.
But they're not your main
reason. Certainly not a catalyst. No.
No.
No. I'm there to watch the footy. Yeah.
You boys, as you watch, the more you watch, the drunker you get and the louder you get. And I would hate to be the other team watching, like playing against you boys.
Does that put the Queens off a bit? I've heard.
I love it.
I love
it.
Nervous.
I think initially we were like, oh my gosh, boys.
It makes me.
Daunting,
it makes
but now
us
I feel like
but we don't even like. We're already like tanned, hair done. Everything's ready.
Do you get tans and hair done for when you play in front of the boys?
Like we all tan. No, but we regularly tan before
the
pre-game.
The pre-game, yeah.
Like pre-game, we need a tan. G-Gaz does her curls. She comes
her
in with her
curls.
Hair already done.
Yeah.
For every game or?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah she's fresh. Going out on a Saturday night. Her curls are in.
Yeah.
Right.
They're tight.
Yeah.
And some of us do our nails. But there's a thick tan on for everyone.
Do you like it when we come and watch you guys? Do you say it hypes? Like Ladies Day, for example.
Does it hype you up?
Oh,
like
boys can't wait for Ladies
really?
Day. Yeah, they love it.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't like annoy you or any. We're not like, you're not seeing them going, oh my God.
No, they're revved. Revved. Everyone wants to play Ladies Day.
Everyone loves being like, you know.
That's why I feel like we've got to get out more to the other games. So we've got to get out to C grade and stuff more. We've got to promote that a little bit.
Yeah, we do.
I enjoy finishing the game and then jumping on the bar and helping out, having a mingle on days like Ladies Day.
Having a mingle?
Yeah.
Helping the barbecue? Helping the onion?
That's right.
Like, you know, just the little...
You were on the bar on Ladies Day.
Yeah, I had a good time. Yeah. Me and Fingers and Steve.
We love mingling. We love mingling.
Absolutely. It's
Who
great.
I love mingling.
Anyway.
So, Nettie, we've just said goodbye to Bella. She's had to duck out to footy training.
Yes, she's got footy training to be at. Yes.
Yes. So, regrettably, didn't have enough time to say goodbye. So,
no, unfortunately not. So thank you, Bella, for coming on. Thank you for the questions earlier on.
They were awesome, weren't they?
Yeah.
All right. And so, mate, we are now kicking off our brand new segment called J-Man Prank Calls.
I'm excited for this. We've been talking about it for a long time.
It's been in the works.
And this should be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate.
All right. Let's roll it.
Let's do it.
Have you heard about the new item coming to the barbecue?
No, I haven't.
No?
What is it?
Well, after Hamo's six that he kicked on in the C grade.
Six snags. Common barbecue item.
He's rocked up to the barbecue and he's gone, can I please get the hungry Hamo?
Oh, of course.
What is it?
Everyone at the barbecue site.
Hello.
Sorry?
What is that?
What's the hungry Hamo? So he's... We'll get him to explain, but I think there's going to be some beef between him and Zellers.
Well, I've had arguments with him about my order at the barbecue because it's not on the menu either.
Oh, what's that?
I call it the J-Man special, the JMHQ special.
Oh, wow, okay. I didn't know this. There's a three-way beef going on here.
Yeah, potentially.
Well, I've heard rumours that Hungry Hamo might be sticking around.
Okay, great.
So
I've heard about the Hungry Hamo before,
but
actually.
But let's call him up.
Yeah, let's call him up.
Going on.
The Hamo. King of the week.
Oh,
here he is.
Wow. Welcome to the pod, mate.
Slamo. How are you, mate?
How's it going? That's Jesse there.
Yeah, it's J-Man here. How are you, brother?
How are we?
Good, good. Good for you to join us. So, Nettie's got some beef to talk through with you, mate.
Well, firstly, I just need to ask you, how was the game on the weekend, mate?
Great. It was a great game. Great win.
Yeah, pretty happy with yourself?
We are pretty good.
Yeah,
Yeah, nice, man.
Yeah, strong team effort.
Yeah, it was a great team effort. All three lines.
All three lines. That's very good, Slam.
Very good.
What a modest young man.
Tell us a bit.
He's been raised well.
Tell us a bit about your post-game antics. I just need to hear something. Apparently there's rumours going around about your barbecue order. Can you fill us in?
Oh, look, I reckon I've created myself something special here. Nice special little order I've created myself the other week. I reckon it was 2 weeks ago. What I've done is I've ordered a normal steak sandwich with a lot. Comes with steak, egg, bacon, lettuce and tomato.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've gone, well, let's get rid of this tomato and put a sausage in there instead.
So you're telling me steak sandwich with a lot, no tomato,
yep.
And just no chuck tomato. In a sausage.
Yeah, throw in the sausage there.
That's the hungry hammo, is it?
That's the special order, yes.
Do you remember me coming up to you 2 weeks, I reckon, out of 4 weeks, and asking for the same thing, and you were absolutely baffled both times when you were on the barbie?
No, you would come up and order a steak sandwich with nuts, just steak, and then, no, sorry, you would order a sausage.
No.
And then
incorrect.
Just throw bacon.
I would get a steak sandwich with bacon and egg. So it's effectively a bacon and egg sandwich with a piece of steak. None of that salad business. I don't fuck with that shit. I just want the business, right? And that's the business ingredients, in my opinion. And when you're putting a sausage in a sandwich, like, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're getting a bite without a sausage. It's absolutely blasphemy, Slammo, and I'm not happy with you right now. That's my position on this. The issue that the JMHQ special encounters is that how do you price it? Because like steak sandwich with a lot is $8, and then I think steak sandwich with onion is $6, and then I think bacon and egg sandwich might be five. Right. So and then it's a bit of a combination of all of these things, and you don't know where to place it. You don't know how much the salad costs individually. You don't know how much the bacon and egg costs individually. So. And the steak individually. And me and Slammo have had arguments whether it's at the 6 or the 7 or the 7.5. But no, I will put that aside for now. And I want to hear your pitch, 30 seconds, why the Hungry Hammo should be on the official menu.
Well, it's quite simple in that a steak sandwich a lot is not enough. It's not enough to fill myself up after a C-grade game. So that extra sausage just adds everything we need to fill our players up, ready for a great watching of the BTA.
And that's it. Your time's up, Slammo. Thank you, mate. It's been good to have you on.
Great talking to you today, man, as always.
Your proposition will be duly considered, my good friend. We'll be back soon. I'm sure we'll see you soon, mate.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Well done, mate.
Thanks for coming on. See you, bye.
Bye, bye, mate.
How good's that?
Great gag to cut off early.
Oh, that's very good.
Who's next? Who do you want next?
All right, well, I haven't actually given him prior warning, but we need to talk to Zoas now.
No. We'll save his right reply for next week. Okay. We'll let him stew on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll let him listen to this and then come up with a rebuttal.
Yeah. So, okay. So, thank you, Hammo. Obviously, you've got beef with Hammo. I did not expect that when we were going to call
him. Yeah, I made
that
a bit too much about me. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't expect that to happen, J-Man. But I think there's another person in the ring, and that's Zoas.
Yes.
And
I just want to say he's been self-indulgent of me. So, anyway.
He has been advocating for
Josh's brioche. Yeah, which I made a sign for last year, which was...
Oh, wow.
It had him holding... He was, you know, the form pictures we get, yeah, Reds does. Yeah. He was holding a footy, and I edited out the footy and put in a brioche bun. Good. And it was like Josh's brioche. And then at the back, it was like a grid of all his Instagram photos, and it said Josh's brioche, $7. Yeah. Well,
why did that never get up? Actually, I know why, but he can tell us next week.
I think
week.
It's to do with the brioche buns being hard to source consistently.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think there's a bit of beef there.
Yes.
So
we'll get into it.
Josh. We're going to need a rebuttal.
We want to hear it, mate. What have you got for us?
We need to hear why Seven Hungry Sleeps Hammer shouldn't be on and Josh's Brioche should be on.
That's right. Seven Sleeps to J-Man think of something special. Good, mate.
J-Man Special will hold on that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Don't get near that.
Okay.
Idea.
Who we got next?
Mag and Fred live in a share house, mm-hmm. right?
I've heard it's the dirtiest house.
No, it's beautiful. It's ever. Stunning. Anyway, so no, it is a bit gross.
Yeah.
So in December they got robbed. They got their PS4 stolen.
No. Oh,
right. And I, as you said, notoriously quite a dirty house. Yeah. I want to learn a little bit more about what they've got there.
Didn't Fred wear Magnus's Guernsey because his wasn't clean? Or is that just rumors?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So yeah, effectively I want to get to the bottom of what is in this house, right? So I think I will reference this robbery that occurred mm-hmm. on the 31st of December 2022
mm-hmm.
and use that to sound as if I am their insurance provider and right. weasel out a bit of information about the assets that they own.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into it.
Hello, Magnus speaking.
Hi there, Magnus. My name's Jonathan. I'm just calling from Insurance. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. So I'm just calling inquiring regarding a matter that came across my desk. We're just following up on a matter that occurred, I think it was on the 31st of December last year at your rental property in Campbelltown. Do you remember dealing with us on that one?
Sorry, it's... So
we just had a report. It might have involved your housemate, I think, Fred McClure, just regarding a stolen PlayStation, I think it was. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, so just a follow-up there. We're not looking to open it up again. We just want to get some clarity on a few things, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. Thank you, mate. So just want to get an understanding of some of the assets in your possession there. So firstly, was it a PlayStation 4 that got stolen? Is that correct?
PlayStation 5.
Wow, that must be very nice, mate. I've heard very good things.
Yeah, pretty unfortunate.
Yeah, bugger, mate. Well, I hope you can get another one soon. We've just, you know, valuing some items around the house. We had a massage gun there, is that correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Yep, no, very good. So you had a record player, is that also correct? A record player?
Sorry, yeah.
You have a record player there? And what records do you have there, mate? Anything notable, sure. Anything of higher value?
I'm not sure. Fred usually takes care of that.
Okay, fair enough, mate. And we just had a few pieces of art, a few bit of artworks there. Potentially a duck painting, is that also correct, mate?
A duck painting?
Yes, we just had a painting of a few ducks. I think it might have been one of the higher valued ones there at the property. Does that ring a bell at all?
It's
described here in front of me as I think it was nine coloured ducks. No recollection of that one?
Yeah.
So there is a duck painting?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, great. And lastly, mate, did you recently pick up a painting of a platypus valued at $2 million?
A platypus?
Yeah. Did you just pick one
who
up?
Who the hell is it? Who is this?
Sorry?
Who is this?
This is J-Man! Oh!
Welcome to the pod!
Oh, Mag! How are you, mate?
Who is this?
This is Jesse and Ned and
welcome,
Eleanor.
Welcome
you're on
to
the podcast.
All Things
So for context on that last one, Mag came to my house on Saturday and I said, we're moving house. It was this pile of shit that we're throwing out. And I was like, mate, take whatever you want. And he took a painting I did in year two of a platypus and it said 2M because I was in the class 2 Manning. And Mag was like, oh my God, it's $2 million. What do you think, mate? That was the chat.
That is, That is not all right. I'm not okay with that.
You really believe that?
That duck painting is in my room, and I've not shown anyone that, and that freaked me out.
Of what? Sorry?
That duck painting has not left my room since I've been.
The and duck painting, yeah. When you confirmed there was
duck. How do you even know that's in here?
Whoa. Fred sent me a picture of your room this afternoon.
Well done. You freak me the hell out.
Oh, that's awesome. No, thank you, Mag. Thank you for your time, mate. We just wanted to find out a bit about what you got there at the place. So that was very insightful.
Yeah, no qualms.
Very good. All right, mate. Yeah. We'll see you on the track tomorrow. Good stuff.
Bye.
See you, Mag.
Oh, my gosh.
He was so rattled.
That is so funny.
I could not contain myself.
Eleanor had to get up and walk the room. She was pissing herself. Oh, that was so funny. That was very good.
All right.
Jay, man. And your insurance?
One target, hit, bang. Who's next? Jay-man prank calls.
Yeah, no, nice. All right.
Okay, so Eleanor's just had to duck out. She's got a dinner. So it's just you and me left. We're going to keep the prank calls rolling though, Neddy.
Let's go. That was brilliant. Mag, he had no idea what was going on.
No idea. In pieces.
Oh, so good.
Let's do it.
Good grief.
So, amateurs. So everyone at home, we got Teeks on. We got the great man, Josh Teekle. He's here to talk to us. He's got a little story for us and we're going to delve a bit into it.
Right. Fantastic. Now this is, of course, the story that involves our nearest and dearest Michael Gersgeren. Is that correct?
Michael Gersgeren. Yes.
Is this correct? Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Good. All right. So this happened last year. It was quite concerning, I must say. At training Tuesday night. It was a little bit of drizzle in the air. It must have been 4 or 5 degrees.
August or July sort of time.
I think this was late July.
Yeah.
Late July. Yep. Like just cold as fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know those nights when you've sat in a review and you've got to get the legs moving again.
Yeah.
And then really just are keen to get like home basically.
Yeah.
Straight after training.
Yep.
So I'd parked out on Gers Road. Our man Milky had also parked there. So we were just wandering back to the car. This was my first year at the Kings, so I didn't know Mick all that well. So we got chatting, just some pretty pathetic small talk, really. Mick was clearly engaged enough in it that we got to his car and I was parked not too far behind it. And his car is one of the biggest cars I've ever seen in my entire life. I must say, you know the one, just that mum wagon.
Yes.
So
do you know what brand it is?
No, it's his beloved Patrol. Nissan Patrol.
That is correct. Yeah, that's right. And he must have been that enthralled in whatever shit I was dribbling. And he said, "Teeks, do you want a beer?" I was like, "All right." At this point, I must say, we're standing on Gers Road. Which is right next to a school, of course.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, drizzling rain, 4 degrees. And I've decided to say, sure, why not? Really. So he wrenches open the back of his Patrol to find a mini bar fridge, which is just somehow plugged into something or other. These beers were pretty bloody cold, I must say.
Yeah, because it was 4 degrees.
I've just cracked the top off of mine, as you do.
Yep.
When one's offered to you. I think it might have been a West End as well, would you believe? Tuesday night, West End. And I'm there just continuing on my merry way, chatting about how I'm...
So you're standing in the street having a beer at this point?
I'm standing in the street having a beer on Tuesday night in the rain with Michael Gurren, yeah. That is the state that we were in. And I was about 3/4 of the way through mine. And then I've looked down and Mickey's not having one. I'm like, "Mick, are you going to have a beer with me?" He's like, "Nah, mate, can't. I'm missing."
Wait, so what? I missed that. Why couldn't he?
Because he's on his pee plate. He's driving around with a full bar in his back.
And he can't have any of it.
He can't. He's offered me one, and he's given me one of his. And then I'm just drinking on my own at this point.
That is bizarre. That
it
is
was
so
one
funny.
Of the craziest things. And as you know, I get a little bit lost in my stories. And one night, Mickey comes up to me at the Kennedy, of course.
Yep.
I was three quarters of the way there. And he says, "Now, what's this story about you telling fibs about me and you drinking piss on Gers, bro?" I was like, "Now, Mick, I do have to run this story past you because I think this happened."
Right. It'd be a very strange thing to make up, Teeks.
I know. I need you to fact check this.
Right. Well, that's what we're going to try
exactly
and do tonight.
That's the aim.
Yeah.
I told it exactly the same way to him just then. And he said, "No, that happened. That checked out." So that's the story. Yeah, make of that what you will.
Very good, mate. No, thank you very much for sharing that.
Thank you, Teague. Appreciate that.
No problem at all. Yes, enjoy your Wednesday night, boys.
Thank you, mate. The plan is we're going to give Mick a call and try and corroborate all of this and get to the bottom of it.
Good.
Investigators,
good idea.
Ned and Jesse. So we'll see how we go, mate.
I'd like to see where he's at with it.
Yes. And be sure to listen in, mate, because hopefully we get a conclusion to this absolute roller coaster.
Oh, mate, I want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Me too, mate.
No doubt.
Well, thank you very much for your time, mate.
That's right. That's good. I'm walking back to the Kensie now, and my beer is still on the table that I left it. So
it's always
my
good.
Wednesday night keeps getting better.
Fantastic, mate.
All right.
Thanks, Teeks. See you, mate.
Teeks.
Hello,
is that Michael speaking?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Michael, it's Jono here on Cruise 23 driving you home. How are you, mate?
Yeah, all right.
Very good, mate. So one of your friends has nominated you to join us in the Ute Deckout of Adelaide competition, mate. So you are now in the running to win a Ryobi 18V 8-piece combo kit. How does that feel, my friend?
That sounds very good, thank you.
Very good, mate. Good to hear. So, mate, we've heard that you've got a Nissan Patrol there. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, fantastic, my friend. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, she's a big beast.
Is she really?
Loves the off-road work.
Fantastic.
But doesn't get anywhere very quickly, that's for sure.
Oh, very good, mate. None of them do. Right, so have you done a bit of deck outs? What have you done on that puppy?
Oh, I've done everything you can think of. It's got the full electrical system, bar work, fridge, oven, stereo system.
Fridge, mate.
Got the work.
Goodness me, how have you done that?
I've done it all myself at home.
Yeah, wow. So when did you get the fridge installed, my friend?
Oh, probably 2 years ago for my 18th.
Your 18th, right. So were you on your P's at the time?
Yes, I bought this car the day I got my L plates and have been working on it since.
Yeah, right. So you had the fridge in there, and then what do you put in the fridge, mate?
Oh, I'm sure you can guess that one.
Sure can, mate. What's your frothy of choice?
I don't mind a Heinz Super Dry or a Great Northern Original.
Oh, very Aussie, my friend. That's what we like to hear. So, mate, getting down to brass tacks. So you've got this operation going on your 18th birthday. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're on your P2s at the time.
Yep.
So, and you were stocking beers in this fridge at the time.
Yes.
So, mate, you're driving around with beers in the car and you can't bloody drink them.
No, but the plan was I'd always just pick up my mates and I'd just supply them with beers. They have a good time and it gives me the entertainment.
There it is! There it is! Oh, Mick, it's Jesse and Ned here on All Things Kings.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mick. I'm sorry.
You're all good, boys.
Oh, mate, that's fantastic. Sorry, mate, I unfortunately can't say that there is a Ryobi, what was it, 4V 8-piece combo on the line, unfortunately. But you've provided us
anyway.
With some great insight, my friend.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want the Ryobi shit anyway,
J-Man. No, very good, mate. Okay, no, so that was corroborating Teeks' story about you giving him a beer on Gers Road. So, mate, all seems above board. Thank you very much for that.
No worries. All good, boys.
Mickey, you happy for this to be used in the pod?
Come on, man. I'm more than happy for this to be a feature on the pod.
Fantastic, mate. You're a great man, Mick. We Thanks, appreciate Mick. Your no time, worries. Mate. Have a good night.
You too. See you, boys.
See you, mate. Yeah.
Oh, God, that is funny.
That went 10 times as well as I was hoping it would.
You just pushing him into a corner as
yeah,
well?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sensational. The fact that he said he just gets them to supply them to his mates. That can. That's fair.
Oh, my goodness.
To be fair to Mick, he's always been like the nicest guy in that sense. He will sort of like...
Yeah,
he'll drive you around, you know, be the designated driver, all of that.
Yeah,
he'll supply the beers. He'll go above and beyond for his mates. Like,
he's a legend.
We have a laugh there, but he is an absolute legend.
He is the best bloke. Yeah. The best bloke. You won't meet better. Yeah. Both of them, Teeks and Mick, absolute legends. So no,
that's what makes that story even better.
Yeah, they're good characters to have around the place. All right, Neddy. Well, that's all I've got for tonight, mate.
Thanks, Jess. That was brilliant. Great improv from you. I must say, that was really good.
I was rattled at times there. Like, Mick especially, he just gave me so much to work with. Wow. Oh, so good. All right. That, so, man. No. Anyway, yeah, the debut of J-Man Prank Calls. Hope you enjoyed. I hope everyone enjoyed the crossover episode, the inaugural crossover. I thought it went really well. What did you reckon, mate?
Oh, it was fantastic. And thank you for Bella and Eleanor coming on.
Yeah, they were awesome.
They're fun to have on the
podcast. They lifted our energy.
They do lift the energy. Yeah. They're very good at that.
No, it was good.
That's
very
why
good
they run Queen's Tea Time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's all we've got time for tonight.
Just quickly, last one, Past Players Day.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
So if you haven't bought a ticket, we really encourage you to do so. There's a lunch in the pavilion with the Heritage Guernseys presented before the A-grade game. Really, if you're not doing anything, we really encourage you to buy a ticket, get your mates, yep. get a table going, because it's a fantastic day. And you can get around some of the old players as well. But of course, that... takes a lot of work, and we must appreciate the volunteers that are putting that on. So Absolutely. If you are free in the day, you're not going to go for the whole lunch, maybe put your hand up. Put your hand up. I think we've got helpers for the lunch, but put your hand up. Tell the Barbie that you can be at the Barbie, because we're going to need all the help we can get this weekend.
That's it, mate. No, very good stuff.
Otherwise, there's a very little small note on the Instagram and the Facebook post about Past Players Day. I encourage you to go look at that, because there's some special things in the work courtesy of Andy Lee, but we'll leave it at that.
Fantastic. All right. Okay. Exciting times.
Thank you for tonight, Jesse. That was a lot of laughs.
No, thank you, mate.
I can't wait to see this segment grow.
Yes, me too.
All right. Love you, mate.
You too, mate. See ya.